We see in verse 36, after the papacy has been described in verses 32 to 35 of persecuting God's people once it came to power, in verse 31, the persecution is described in verses 32 to 35, and then verses 36 and 37 describe the characteristic of the papacy's self-exaltation. Then verse 38 and 39 introduces to this influence that the so-called Virgin Mary, the role that the worship of Mary is going to have in Catholicism, is going to take. It's a role that was going to increase with glory. And when you see that this is one of the stories of Catholicism, then when you get to verse 40, you see that verse 38 and verse 39 are a perfect lead-in in one sense to verse 40, because when you understand the history that's identified in verse 40, the history from 1798 to 1989, you realize that in 1917, in the Bolshevik Revolution, a new power took the throne of the King of the South. Atheistic Russia, at the Bolshevik Revolution, assumes the role of the King of the South. Now, this verse doesn't specifically say this. This verse, you can only come to these conclusions by looking at the history, and this is what a student of prophecy is required to do. But when you look at the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917, and you look at the role of the Virgin Mary in Catholicism, you'll find that the most significant event in Mariology in the Catholic Church also took place in 1917. And if you go back into your history books, you'll find that when historians are identifying the Bolshevik Revolution, they sometimes call it the October Revolution, because it took place in October in 1917. And you'll find that in October of 1917 also was the most significant event for Mariology in Catholicism, because on October 13th, 1917, was when the miracle of Fatima occurred in Fatima, Portugal, and the history, the messages, the influences of Fatima are what all the other messages that the so-called Virgin Mary has brought to Catholicism at the other apparition sites around the world since 1917. The point of reference for the apparitions that have occurred around the globe and the messages that are brought to the Catholic Church through these apparitions since 1917, the point of